I want to draw your attention to the book of Joshua this morning, to verse 1 of chapter 6. Something that struck me this past week as I was just reading through this particular passage, in this verse 1, it says, "Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in." That word "straitly" there is an old-fashioned word. It simply means they were securely shut up because of the children of Israel. Children of Israel come up against them. They are secure. They've got their gates closed. They've got their security guards out. They felt like nothing's going to happen to us. We're inside the city. Everything is fine. And I got to thinking about this particular verse, what it was like in Jericho the day before the walls fell down. What was it like? It was like normal. Everything was fine. They've got plenty inside the city. They've got the most secure walls. Remember, Jericho is the lowest city as far as its altitude. It's the lowest city on the earth. Did you know that? It's 800 feet below sea level. So it's got its big, tall walls down in the lowest part of the earth. They've got everything that they need. They've got water. They've got food. They have got everything that they could possibly have. They've got security. They've got guards on the walls. The walls are so thick. Actually, the people lived in apartments inside the wall. At some sections, 30 feet across, you could actually ride a chariot all the way around the wall. So you're secure. Everything is fine. What can the children of Israel do? Actually, the children of Israel could do nothing. It was not the children of Israel that was their problem. Their problem was God. They had the same type of mentality that the people on the Titanic had. We're on an unsinkable ship. Nothing can harm us. This is top-of-the-line technology. Nothing can happen to us. This is unsinkable. Except they forgot one thing. You know, there are icebergs in the water. And they didn't realize that the metal that the ship had been made out of had not been tempered properly. And so this big, huge ship was set for disaster. Jericho was set for disaster because they were trusting in their walls, in their security. And you know what America's doing? Very same thing. We're trusting in our Patriot missiles, our satellites, our computers, our soldiers, army. I mean, top notch. There's no better military in the world. There is no better security system in the world than what we have. The problem is we're trusting in it instead of trusting in God. The next day, the children of Israel walked around the wall 7 times. They'd done it once for 7 days. Now they come to the 7th day and they walk around it 7 times. It wasn't the trip-trapping of the feet of the Israelites that set off this sonic boom and it just caused the walls. It was God. God just snapped his fingers, walls fell down, except for one section where there was a Rahab had left her cord, and Jericho was gone, just like that. What would it take for America to go down? Snap of God's finger. Do you find yourself trusting in the military, trusting in, you know, Washington, government, so forth? There's oil out in our Gulf right now spilling out at 25,000 barrels a day, I think it was, they said this morning. Just an unbelievable amount. And all of our technology is failing us right now, and we're kind of getting jittery. So we called in the government. And they put 2 planes from Hurlburt Field out there spraying the Gulf now. They're spraying the Gulf with this chemical to try to coagulate the things. And we're just finding out how small everybody is. Just a little oil well. Coming out. It's not little, but it's going to cause destruction and devastation, I'm sure, because of that. But who are we trusting in? That's my point. Are you trusting in the government? Are you trusting in the military? Are you trusting in all of our security things that we have about us? Are you trusting in those things, or are you completely and totally this morning, not talking about yesterday, not talking about tomorrow, I'm talking about right now, are you completely and totally trusting in Jesus Christ alone? If you're not, you're in trouble. That's the point. Jericho was resting in its security systems, resting in its walls. What can those Israelites do? Those poor people out there laughing and mocking as they walked around the walls. What are they going to do? Well, it wasn't what the children of Israel could do. It was what their God could do. And it's the same God that's in charge of the universe. God, help us to get our eyes off of ourselves and off of our government and off of all the things that are lying, technology and all that stuff. They're distractions from the truth. And that is this. If you're here without Jesus Christ this morning, you need to turn to Him. You need to trust in Him alone. Because all these other things we're told in the Scriptures are going to fail. God help us.